You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
A little bit spesh having the current breakfast hosts intro us into Cocktail Corner, isn't it?
I don't know what that means, but yeah,
Rachel is the current, taking over to the helm of breakfast. Rachel and Tess are steering us into a bright future.
Sounding really good, actually. The passing of the torch in the BFM.
That is the thing, you just carry the torch, lighting the way for others to follow, don't you?
I like it. It's, you know, legacy.
Now I'm thinking about the Simpsons mob. Really like that when they get all the torches together and go hunt something.
Well, welcome to the BFM studio, Tom from Hancock's. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Were you here for last week when it was a shambles?
No, I missed the shambles.
Do you remember last week?
We obviously don't.
Was I that much of a shambles, really?
It was for Bob Log. Bob Log was doing the live beds.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit, and there that was a good time.
I heard there was a band playing in your ear while...
Bob Log through a New Zealand-made Rocket amp with the Kane front, if anyone knows what I'm talking about. Jesus. Tessin to 5395. Shout out that amp. Powerful amplifier.
Is that in this very...
In this very room.
And we saw him with his helmet off as well. So it was quite a treat.
What does
he plays
look
with
like?
A helmet, and he's actually a beautiful man. Really nice accent, obviously.
See, that's a bit of a letdown.
Feel like a jerk when an American comes around and they just got that slippery nice tone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a New Zealander, just saying.
Now, Tom, what is on the cards this evening for... Well, this is a new edition of Cocktail Corner. Mm. We must welcome into the Cocktail Corner fold. Fentimans. Now, Fentimans is a non-alcoholic. It's a mixer.
It is, yeah. So we are cutting the proverbial ribbon to this... Mm. To this opening of the new, I don't know where I'm going with this, but
keep going.
I like where you're going.
Yeah,
so I got the old giant scissors out and snipperooning our way through the Fentimans mixer fanfare parade. Basically, what we're doing is we're showcasing the importance of. It's cool to have expensive booze and or not necessarily expensive, but the high quality stuff, having the high quality cocktails. But this is all about, even if you want to have a simple mixed drink or a cocktail, you can do it really well, but with a nice, upgrading your mixer.
Here's the logic here for me. The mixer part of the drink is the most of the drink, so that might as well be top notch.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. This is something that I've slowly come to appreciate over a couple of years of doing Cocktail Corner is the mixer actually plays a vital part in it, and it makes a huge amount of difference, especially with some of the nice tonics we've had come through. I'm like, oh my God, why the hell would I put Schweppes in it when I can actually...
Oh, great word, though. Just bringing it back there. Schwepp
of essence.
When I can buy something slightly nicer, and I tell you what, it just takes the whole experience to the next level.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, all those cheap mixes, they're cheap for a reason, because they're mass-produced, and they're generally...
God damn it!
...have some other... stuff in them, and that's
probably
not
a little
to say
bit of
that,
poison,
you know,
that
it's sugar.
Yeah.
You mean,
actual poison, arsenic, I think.
But you've brought along a brand new old mate, Fentimans.
We have, the bro from.
Where can I get Fentimans from? Because I had never seen it until it was like a Hancock's Glengarry situation. Is it available widely?
That's one of the kickers, is that it is not necessarily that widely available. You may have to do a bit of looking.
Yes.
But I mean, it's going to be worth the journey. It's going to be worth the pilgrimage, that is for sure. But unfortunately, you are going to be looking at places like your Glengarry's. There will be some Liquorlands who stock it. I think there might be
You're squinting.
Yeah, because I'm not 100%.
I just want everyone to know what's going on.
We'll just keep you an eye.
I order mine through work, so
Fentimans.
I've got the hookup.
So where
I know a guy that knows a guy that robbed a guy.
That's great. That's great.
Where are we taking this edition of Cocktail Corner?
So as you'll see, for those playing at home, we do have three lovely copper mugs in front of me. We are today making a Moscow Mule. So as I said, I've really pushed the boat out, and we're doing a pretty basic drink. But this is a
traveling light. It's like a
It's a
two drink dance.
It is. There is, yeah. But you know,
and a highly
takes two to tango, as they say. But yeah, the cup. That's what I was hoping, is that the cup would add a little bit of. Bit
Let's
more
just get the
special.
They've actually got more weight than I thought they'd have.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can
camp.
100%.
I was worrying what we were going to sound effect, because we've got no cork, and we've got, but look at that, we've got the clink of the cups.
I'll find a way to spill something or knock something into something.
Shit, yeah. So basically what we got here is, the Moscow Mule, which is a classic mixed drink. It is a really simple mixed drink, but with the addition of the Fentimans ginger beer and muddled lime, makes it a really nice, twist on the classic. The basic story with this drink is that it all started many a year ago. My friends, snuggle up and listen to me.
Tell me more, Tom.
Come on in real close.
Basically, it started with this Russian copper producer, and he had all this
Most
copper he was
do,
making.
Tom.
Yeah, this was, I think this was in like 1992 or something.
Really?
No, it was like it was like 200 years ago.
You never know with Russia, right? Yeah, buzzy time over there.
And he had all this copper, except copper wasn't that cool back then. People weren't having there was so much of it, it wasn't that cool over in Russia. So he couldn't sell it, he was having trouble selling it.
Was electricity trending before that?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think they were down with the electricity.
Copper really took off when that.
That was a big, I think it still is from
Those
what
are
I've
the
heard.
Golden years of copper, you might say.
Yeah.
You get the most for the copper with that no oxygen has touched it when you go to the scrappies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so as I was saying, this gentleman was not doing great with his copper sales, and then his daughter, she made her way over to the Americas, or America, and turns out copper's pretty cool over there. They can't get as much of it. So she started selling all this copper, and by way of mixing it with their favorite spirit, which, similarly to what we have in front of us, is the vodka, with a bit of ginger beer as well. And so hence the Moscow Mule was created. And that's the signature serving it in a copper mug.
For real? Okay.
For sweet. Real.
We've actually got some copper mugs hanging around the office from maybe a previous mule, but...
Possibly.
Time's gone by.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for it. So yeah, basically what we're doing is... So what we're going to be using today is we have Tito's Handmade Vodka. It is as you can imagine, as the name suggests, it's a handmade vodka from the United States of America.
Very nice. And Austin, Texas.
Bit of copper branding there.
Represent.
As well. So they're all about that association with the copper and the... and the mule in particular. And we're serving that with the Fentimans ginger beer, muddled lime, and then you serve that with a wheel of fresh lime over ice, and you're away and laughing.
Which goes in first?
Well,
I'm
glad you asked. So the standard bartender's process is you ice your glass first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that now, so there'll be you guys just handle the...
So
yeah. I'm going to ponder what botanically brewed even means. And Tom's hearing that and he's just like, fuck, I can totally explain that, but I'm putting ice in a copper cup right now. Why is Hungry asking questions?
It's too hard.
John's just freshening up the text machine, so if anyone wants to text in and tell us how to make a cocktail, we really don't need help. There's only two ingredients in this one, but 5395 is the
text. Hey, jump in. If you think you can do it better than me, then step up, bruh.
Is this a picture of Fentimans' pet dog on here with the tongue out?
It is, cute
little boat. Looks like a husky having a great time.
It is Jeff Fentiman, who started the company. That's his dog, Skippy. No, I made that up.
I wasn't biting on that.
I
was gonna let it sit for a bit. I was like, I wanted the dog to be called Fentiman. If you called the dog Fentiman, I would have believed that story 100%.
Lost opportunity. Oh well.
Nice bag of tricks, by the way.
I've got all the gears to.
Oh, you are going to measure this. This is fantastic.
We are going to measure it. Yeah,
sweet.
Because
so you put ice in these copper cups.
So you always ice first.
Okay.
Sweet. Ice is the jam to start, and then you always do your spirit first because that's your measured pour. So what we're going to do is I like to spice up my my cocktails a little bit. So rather than the standard 30 mils, yeah, I'm going to do 1.5 ounce or 45 mils.
Bish bosh bash.
For those going the standard measures. And then all we're going to do is top that bad boy up with the old Penderman's.
Can you explain the botanically brewed, do I need to roll this on the thing like a weird beer or anything? What's the vibe of the Penderman's? Does it have stuff kicking around in it?
No, so you don't have to do anything too special with it.
Okay.
But yeah, the botanically brewed basically means that there is a really special process that goes into making these bad boys.
I sense you can't remember exactly what that is.
I can. I'm not actually trying to buy time. Thank you for the vote of confidence.
can I have a look at the back of the Fentimans?
Yeah. So how much sugar does Fentimans have? We've got a question.
So I couldn't tell you how much sugar it's got in it, but one of the cool things about it is it's basically brewed with three types of ginger in it.
Oh, it smells great. So you can definitely smell the ginger in it.
Yeah, so this is co-fermented with the ginger. It's got turmeric, it's got galangal, and then it's got Thai ginger as well. So you're getting real fresh ginger notes. Oh, there you go.
Thai ginger, kind of like a...
Oh, this is really good.
Is this like
mate.
A Laksa sort of situation? Like,
no,
what do you
it's
mean?
A, no, it's a Moscow Mule. Okay. Big Hungry.
Got a little bit of kick as well.
It's got a bit of the 45 mils of vodka.
What do you think?
It's got a bit of heart to it. So you're getting that kick, but you're also getting
good
the spice.
Beer, man.
Mm. One thing that also is that it's macerated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Muddled.
It's muddled and macerated.
Good.
With lime zest as well as lime juice. Basically, a maceration is when you sit the flesh and the juice in together, thus creating more aroma and a less aggressive flavor.
Do you know the price of limes at the moment, Tom?
They are, if they're anything like they were the last time I was bartending, they were upwards of $30 a kilogram.
Like they're just about to come in season. They're all just coming off the trees very shortly, so they're going down.
Limes there.
I've got some at my house.
So you're saying ease off limes? Ease off the limes as well.
Wait a week or two, and they'll come down in price.
All right, cool.
Not for long, though, to be honest.
Well, you don't need to wait. You could get a Fentimans which comes with the limes in it. Is what I'm getting at.
It does. It's good. You know, you've got some. There we go.
Don't know if you heard, but I just had a sip. Tasted good, so I did it.
How's that copper cup treating it?
Fucking great. Really
you
cold.
Have just
way
knocked
better than having
this
a hot coffee
park.
in one of these cups, which I've done recently. And yeah, it turns out copper is still
slightly
really
different experience, for sure.
This is absolutely delicious.
This cup is probably $4 at the Scrappies as well.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You can make some good pinger out of scrapping these bad boys.
You can't take it. I've coughed on it.
So,
wow. It's all yours, man.
This is
that's my gift to you.
Excuse me. Spicy ginger and zesty lime. Mix with vodka for a Moscow Mule.
Oh, look at that.
Or spice rum for an exotic
drink. You just read
drink.
The back.
There we go.
Genius move.
It is great.
I figured this whole recipe out on my way over here.
And I don't like ginger as well.
It's a very kind of clear ginger beer.
Mm. It is, yeah. Well, I mean, that's one of the things with a lot of ginger beers. You are getting a lot of the additives, and a lot of that is to make it look darker and deeper, because that gives you the idea that it has more flavor. One of the things about this ginger beer is they don't actually need to, because they make it so it has that flavor.
Right.
They don't need to convince you by the look of it that it has more flavor, because as soon as that bad boy hits your lips, you're getting the spice of the, as I said,
do you know who actually loves ginger beer?
Turmeric.
Will from the news. Will from the news. What do you think about that Fentimans?
I'm actually thinking that the copper cup is really nice, because you can almost taste it.
I feel that. It's that type of copper that you'd wear around your wrist, and maybe your golf as well, though. It's that kind of copper. You know what I mean?
It's a fashion piece as well, you know?
Yeah, I might walk around with one of these, just no liquid in it. Just make people know that I own a copper cup.
Did you say you can taste the copper?
Chuck your tongue on it.
The pressing on it is beautiful.
Well, you guys have the copper cups now, so I'm not going to chuck my tongue on it.
So Tito's vodka's gone in there. It doesn't need to be Tito's, though. I think what's important here is the Fentimans side of things. Yeah, I don't think you can get away with this drink if you just did it with a Bundaberg, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I can... I see where you're coming with it. It's not. It's no. You don't need any of that Bundaberg nonsense.
Mm.
Mm.
It's
step it up a notch. Yeah.
Well, it's got. I mean, it does have. It's got a little bit more depth to it. You know, it's got the spiciness. There's sort of those sort of earthy notes. Mm. One might say.
Sure. Are we taking phone calls during this segment?
Do it.
Someone's either going to tell us to shut up.
There's already a saxophone playing.
So ready.
There's no stopping this.
Hello, you're with Cocktail Corner.
Cocktail Corner.
Oh, that's a man who's got some fentanyl in his
hand. Fucking hell, you guys are making it sound so damn delicious.
That is delicious.
I'm so thirsty.
Are you in the bathroom, man?
No, I'm in my van.
Has your van got a bathroom in it?
No.
Okay.
Well,
technicality
there. The puddle under my seat is a bathroom. Well, maybe not.
Your van is massive, by the way.
Quick question. Do you have a pet parrot living in your van with you?
No, hey, I'll turn down the radio because I love you guys. There you go. How's that?
John's asking if you have a pet parrot.
No, I don't have a pet parrot, but I'll turn you back up. Does that sound like a pet parrot?
I kind of like it when we get the right amount of echo feedback. It is a good
vibe. Okay, I'll get it back to 21.
Yo, we're riding a wave right now.
That's it.
No, man, fucking hey, that Moscow Mule sounds so good.
Oh, it tastes fantastic.
It's
so
young.
I love Cocktail Corner. I wish I could drink with you guys.
Well, we love you, mate. So next time we're out in public, let's have a drink.
What if I just turned up with a box of Rudy's and said, look, let's just do a Cocktail Corner on a Thursday?
I wouldn't fight it. I would not fight that.
Okay.
We'll see you at Chad's.
Miss you, mate.
Miss you.
Love that guy. Not really 100% sure who it is, but love him.
I hope he's
remember
not
last time we invited someone
drugs.
To Cocktail Corner?
Somebody's capitals in macerated spicy ginger and a few exclamation marks, which is... Thanks, Jess.
Yeah. Cheers.
All right, Tom, you've just knocked it out of the park on this very simple cocktail.
It's just a 1-2.
That's
this
it,
is
right?
a two-ingredient thing.
Sometimes all you need is just that...
Ginger beer is complex.
You need that mixer. Mm, you need that hearty mixer. And Fentimans comes to the party with their botanically brewed goodness.
Delicious.
That is good, though, you know?
As Tom said, some liquor lands. But Glengarry, and just keep an ear to the street and you might find some.
Once you find that spot, it's kind of like the surfer's code.
Look for the dog with the tongue out.
It's the mixed drinks code. Just once you find it, you know, then you know. So good on you.
All right. Cheers, brother.
Doodle pip.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.